Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
You don't need to bench press like a bodybuilder or run a marathon to stay fit. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. How about trying a stretching routine to begin with? There are two types of stretching that reaps health benefits. Static stretching, which is usually putting tension on certain muscle groups and holding the stretch for several seconds. Dynamic stretching uses a range of motions to wake up your muscles and joints. It can involve mimicking the movement you'd make in the sport or activity you're getting ready to try, but with less intensity. Two examples to try are chin drop. You can do this exercise sitting or standing. With your arms in front of you, place your elbows and palms together. Turn your hands so that you and your palms face each other. Then place your palms on top of your head. Without pushing with your hands, gently lower your chin to your chest. Hold that position for several seconds and then return to an upright position. The next is arm opener. Stand up straight with your feet apart at the width of your shoulders. Lace your fingers together behind your back and let them relax against your tailbone. Without bending, take a deep breath and slowly lift your arms away from your back. Keep your interlaced hands as far from your back as is comfortable, holding this position for several seconds. Talk to your doctor before you start a new stretching routine to lower your chances of getting injured. Keep listening to learn more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author and adventurer and educator who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, June 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Atascadero reminds residents of new fireworks ordinance. Fresno man calls Paso Robles business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, saving homeowners more money on their energy bills since 75. And don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazing Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. As the 4th of July approaches, the city of Atascadero is reminding residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited throughout the city. The new ordinance creates a social host accountability program. Administrative penalties will be placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal firework activities on a property under their possession or control. The ordinance applies regardless of whether the responsible person personally ignites the fireworks. The City of Atascadero encourages residents to plan ahead for holiday celebrations and avoid purchasing, possessing, or using illegal fireworks. Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burns on Tuesday, June 9th. The burns will be held near the Paso Robles Airport in conjunction with the San Luis Obispo Fire Investigation Strike Team. Members of the public may see light smoke in the area during training. Training will not affect airport operations, air traffic, or public access to airport facilities. Fresno man calls Paso Robles business owner the N-word during filmed altercation. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:12.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:13. Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation at his business. Dubs Green Garden is a cannabis business operating in the city of Paso Robles, regulated to only delivering medicinal cannabis currently. In the video, Ernest Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at each other. Fisher backs away during the confrontation and calls Hall the N-word twice. Hall's video on Facebook currently has over 150,000 views, with the caption, quote, "After being informed that we are a delivery-only service, he was asked to leave and chose to make a scene. I'm used to being called the N-word, but there is no racism here in Paso Robles. I bet you it's just another undercover Paso PD." Both parties have filed complaints with the Paso Robles Police Department against one another. The County Clerk Recorder released an update to San Luis Obispo election night results yesterday afternoon, as well as an unprocessed ballot report. In the District 2 supervisor race, James D'Antona has jumped ahead of Michael Aaron Woody with 51-49% of votes. 210 votes separate the two candidates. Jimmy Paulding continues to lead in the District 4 race, 54% of the votes to Adam Verdin's 46%. Elena Cano's lead in the Clerk Recorder's race is with 63% of the votes. A total of about 45,667 ballots have been processed. About 60,000 still remain unprocessed. The next vote results are expected to be released Monday, June 8th, by 6 p.m. The 5th Annual Safety Fest in Paso Robles will be this Saturday, June 6th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. This family-friendly activity will offer emergency and disaster training exercises, demonstrations, and hands-on learning activities by first responders to help residents of Paso Robles be more prepared for any potential disaster. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Dodgers 3-2, the Cubs over the Athletics 7-6, the Giants beat the Brewers 12-9, the Phillies over the Padres 4-6, the Yankees beat the Guardians 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Angels, the Padres will go against the Mets, the Athletics will face the Astros, the Giants will go against the Cubs, the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In California news, President Donald Trump posted on Truth Social last night an accusation that California Democratic Party is trying to steal the gubernatorial and Los Angeles mayoral primaries. The Trump cites misuse of mail-in ballots, accusing the Democratic Party of delaying the tallying of votes. He also said the votes are, quote, under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles. Democratic Party Chairperson of California, Rusty Hicks, said the claims were baseless. A California man was arrested for bringing an explosive device to an airport in Sacramento. 49-year-old Kimani Jones had an explosive device, a torch lighter, knife, zip ties, and other items at the security checkpoint over the weekend. The man appeared in federal court on Wednesday, charged with unlawful possession of explosive material in an airport. The complaint also alleges he made rambling calls to the FBI months before to report he was being threatened and intimidated. Counting for the gubernatorial and LA mayor race continues. For governor, Steve Hilton is ahead with 27% of the votes. Javier Becerra has 26%. In the LA mayor race, Karen Bass remains ahead with 35% of the votes. Spencer Pratt and Nithya Raman are still behind with 29% and 23% of the votes, respectively. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:17.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. USDA has confirmed the first case of the new world screwworm has been found in southern Texas. It's been confirmed in the umbilical cord of a calf in La Poirier, Texas. USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins talked about her agency's reaction, which is already underway.
Already begun to deploy to contain and eradicate this case of the new world screwworm in South Texas. We have, number one, formed a unified incident command team with the Texas Animal Health Commission and deployed our APHIS response team and personnel to the area. They are already on the ground. We have established a 20-kilometer infested zone around the detection and implementing quarantines, movement controls, and surveillance in this area. We have expedited targeted release of the sterile New World screwworm flies, which is how we solve for the issue, of course, by immediately deploying 4 million ground release chambers in the area, in addition to the 4 million sterile flies per week already being released aerially in the area.
Rollins emphasized this is not a food safety issue.
It is not a disease, but simply an insect that feeds on living tissues.
In addition, Rollins says this is not just a cattle or livestock issue, as the pest can also be found on domestic pets like cats and dogs.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe, The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms. Interested in tax reduction and asset protection? After years of rising labor costs, some farmers have seen relief during the past several months, with those who hire foreign guest workers benefiting from a Trump administration rule implemented last October. The new rule changed how the H-2A program's minimum wage, called the adverse effect wage rate, is calculated, effectively lowering it in California from $19.97 to the state minimum wage of $16.90. About 70% of H-2A employers in California adjusted pay to match the new minimum in the first 6 months after the rule was implemented, according to research by Zachariah Rutledge, assistant professor and extension specialist at Michigan State University. Meanwhile, the rule faces multiple challenges in California, including a lawsuit filed in December by the United Farm Workers and a proposed state law that would establish a minimum wage of $19.75 for agricultural guest workers and local employees hired by the same farms. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 50, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday through Friday next week. Low 80s Sunday, upper 70s Monday, low 80s on Tuesday, upper 80s on Wednesday, low 90s Thursday, 88 a week from today. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened mostly lower, but the Dow started the session higher after yesterday's record close. Investors are looking at a much stronger than expected report on the job market for May. There were 172,000 new jobs created. Healthcare hiring remained strong, and leisure and hospitality companies were adding staff. The unemployment rate remained at 4.3%. Chip stocks continue to lose ground today. Lululemon shares opened down 10%. The athleisure company is lowering its outlook for the year after disappointing sales and product launches that fell flat. Shares of Bodycote, a major supplier to the auto industry, are down 11%. Apollo, the investment firm, has pulled back on plans to take over the business for $2 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer on El Camino Real, Atascadero. 238-5775. 238-KPRL. You can call or text. make it simple for you and us. The greatest song of all time. All righty, we got a winner here. We got a winner here for the gift certificate from Joe's Place. One of the qualifiers this week, and it is a one. Well, looky here. Mrs. Wiebe. Mrs. Wiebe, you have finally won a gift certificate from KPRL. 30 days. You got to always call ahead, though, to make sure that we're open or here or whatever. And again, watch out for the 25-mile-per-hour speed limit and make sure you have good shock absorbers and good tires on your vehicle when you're coming down this way. So, just a little warning. All right, on this Donut Day, National Donut Day, I got some information here on Cal Poly. Cal Poly will take on West Virginia for the best of three series starting tonight at 9 a.m. It says start, 9 a.m., okay, Pacific time this morning. All right. Now, for Saturday's game, starting at 9, former Bearcat star Carson Turnquist will get the start for Cal Poly. Winner of the series goes to the Division I World Series in Omaha, and the games are being televised on ESPN. So, that'll be cool. I've been watching both College World Series. The ladies are almost done, and then, again, they're moving on here. And then after that, for me, I love watching the Little League World Series coming in August. That's just so cool to watch. So cool to watch. All right, let's see here. Chris, when you look at something at home and it's a food item, particularly meat, do you look at the date?
Sometimes, yes.
Do you look at the color?
Yes, but I try to remind myself that that's not always indicative.
Well, that's smart. Because scientists are rethinking the dates consumers see on food packaging. And their research could help reduce not only food waste, but also the, you know, amount of money that you're really throwing out when you're discarding food. Now, it says here, the average American wastes more than 1,000 pounds of food each year. That's a lot of food. Okay. Now, part of the reason is that the sell-by dates are overly conservative. That's, again, according to this research.
I mean, that makes sense. I don't. A sell-by date to me is not a best-by date either way.
Well, I think some people probably judge by the way it looks.
Which is understandable to a degree.
Right, and I don't know what happens if something doesn't look good, but it's still good, and then you cook it. What's it going to, you know, will there be a difference in the way it looks? Because sometimes, people like to make the good presentation of a meal.
Right.
You know.
When it comes to meat, I usually just do a sniff test if I'm unsure.
Well, that's kind of what I generally would do. Because, particularly like for your lunch meats, I have a bad habit of not necessarily rewrapping them back, fully.
Yeah.
And I'll look at it and go, that seems okay. Besides, I'm going to nuke it and that'll help it. excuse me. Anyway, so the information is it's a meat cell by dates, which are commonly used by retailers to indicate how long products should remain on store shelves. Now, sell-by dates for meats are typically 4 days after packaging. Now, they're based on when the beef will start to lose its bright pink color rather than when it becomes unsafe to eat. And as Chris just said, a change in color doesn't necessarily mean that the meat is unsafe. Well, unnecessarily mean, okay? All right, so for you consumers out there, if you see that on day three the meat is brown and it's around the sell-by date, they might think it's spoiled, but in fact it's just quality the issue. The quality of the meat is degrading. Well, again, that may have an impact on somebody, right? I mean, you don't want to have a whole bunch of the quality go out of a nice ribeye steak, would you?
For a ribeye, no.
No.
But if it's just ground beef, then it is what it is.
Yeah, you can dress it up more.
Exactly.
You know, do whatever you want on it. Pour this on it and mix it in with something just to drown out the degrading of the meat.
Besides, those are my favorite kinds of meats in a way because I get them at a discount.
Oh, so you purposely look for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The ones with the reduced price tags on them. You can get like half off.
That's not how you got sick. It was the donuts, right?
I don't think I've gotten sick from any of the meat that I've purchased.
Okay. Let's see here. So anyway, the goal is to associate the changes and realize that the color doesn't necessarily mean that the meat is unsafe. The bottom line is make sure you cook it appropriately. That the spoilage patterns could be, changing, or I don't know if the rules will change out in the markets and so forth. So they're going to, these researchers are pushing to continue their work to create more accurate sell-by dates while reducing the pounds of meat unnecessarily discarded each year. Okay, and they're saying that the economic implications are enormous. All right. So there you go, folks. Just something to think about. Right now, it is to your own judgment on whether you want to eat it or not. Now, I haven't seen anything regarding the dates on, like the canned stuff. Or what does it say, consume by?
For canned food, I think those are consume by or best by dates. Something like that.
I don't know.
They're usually very far out, too.
They are. I know my wife, she puts the dates on top. Linda writes the date she bought it on top to let us know because we're prepared for Armageddon. So we have a lot of stuff in the house that, okay, it may say, 7/22. It means July of 2022 on it. Probably not good. And I really don't know what the dates. I can't remember the last time I looked at a can. Or even some of the box stuff, when you should throw it out. I probably should do that, or just wait until before I eat it. Anyway, those are just a couple of heads up for you, folks. All right, so I got an email this morning, somebody asking me, did I know that there was a queer student union at Paso Robles High School? And I said, I did not know. Chris said that the name was different when you were there, correct? What was it again?
Gay Straight Alliance for my first 2 years, and then there was Equality Club afterwards. I don't know if it's the exact same club either way.
Okay, so, the Queer Student Union, I did not know, but, so I thought, what does the term queer mean? Well, I looked it up, and of course, Al responded to me. I refer to AI as Al. It's an umbrella term for sexual and gender minorities who are not heterosexual or cisgender. While historically used as a derogatory slur, the LGBTQ community has actively reclaimed it as inclusive, empowering self-identifier, and a way to embrace fluid, non-binary approaches to identity. The umbrella term. Many people choose to identify simply as queer rather than using labels like gay, lesbian, or bisexual. For some, this is because their attraction is fluid. It doesn't fit neatly into rigid categories. All right. Also, a political stance in some instances. Within academia and activism known as queer theory, the term carries a radical anti-assimilation edge. It is used to challenge mainstream social norms around gender, sexuality, and traditional relationship structures. So what once was a derogatory slur is now okay to use. Well, we have changed the definitions of words over the years, haven't we?
to suit our particular needs. My question has been, and not just with this, but for others, how do I know, or why do you think I should know what your preferences are? Shouldn't we just go to school? Is there, and Chris, I know you've been out for a while, but probably on college. Are there a lot of different types of students, unions or clubs or whatever on campus?
More than I could remember, mostly because I didn't engage with them. But yeah, there's all kinds.
To fit everything, not every, but you know what I mean. But to fit most, you know, groups, however you want to identify as the groups.
Yeah, whether it be some sort of demographic or a hobby, you know, like the classic one you can think of is chess club.
Okay, so they have chess clubs, and then they have clubs for different ethnic backgrounds.
Yes.
Okay, and then they'll have it for, other than chess, they'll probably have it for maybe a science club or a math club or, you know, all those things.
Yeah, debate club.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so we have this at Paso Robles High School, but, you know, again, I've always gone back to is, you know, my preferences, you know, particularly when it comes to the, your sexual preferences, I guess, is this is a part of it, because they're trying to change, they're willing to use what once was a derogatory slur now is acceptable, but I guess you want to put something in my face, I don't know. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL. Here in the state of California, a California housing bill, I guess you could say it wants to raise wages to $28. A minimum of wage hike. Now, this is a debate again on a housing bill that has driven the state and the construction workers union and many state legislative Democrats. They're kind of reluctant on this. Now, this assembly bill is 1751. It would kick aside regulatory barriers to building townhouses, tightly clustered multi-story homes. In exchange for this fast-tracked approval process, townhouses developers would be required, though, to pay their workers at least $28 a hour. And the push for this now, one of the concerns, too, about the approval process is, in the past, not all, but in the past, when you have these quick approval processes, what happens? Well, does the word corruption ever come up, and payoffs and so forth, and also quality of the workmanship when these things, again, not all, but there has been some throughout the state over X amount of years where this has led to, I guess you can say, some unsafe conditions in some of these. So once again, the people trying to do good things, good intentions. What happens with good intentions? Well, sometimes they just blow up in your face. That happens from time to time. Let's see here. On the text, when I looked at the county election report as of yesterday, it reported there were 60,000 ballots still to be processed. This process so insane and crazy. Yes, it is. It's been talked about for quite a bit. All right, also on the text, the squirrels around my house seem to scatter when they hear my pump shotgun slide. Well, maybe from experience they have, but the squirrels we have out there in the Rattlesnake Ranch, they don't care. All right, another text. Paso Robles High School could probably put all their inclusive kids under one umbrella of thespian club. Okay, thanks. got a lot of other stuff this morning. All right. Let's see, what else do we have? I'm almost going to give something away that I'll be bringing up a little bit later this morning here on, matter of fact, in just a few minutes on the community calendar, so I don't want to blow that away. Also, somebody was mentioning the other day, and we got a little bit of help regarding the parking out at for Barney Schwartz, and somebody is contending that the property that was said that for the parking for the 4th of July is not Brett Butterfield's, that it's the city's. Maybe there is confusion. I don't know. If you can, you know, for one of the persons that could you clarify that? Is that the city? Now, I know where Brett's is easy to see because he's got it all cleared and so forth. And I'm wondering, do the people then park there right on the corner of Union and the 46? Remember where that house used to sit and they tore it down a couple of years ago? So is that the one that's being, the question is for parking? Do they use that area as well? I don't know. I'm not sure. I know that they put some barriers around there about, you know, the exits, maybe before and well, probably more after the show. But if anybody knows specifically which ones do they use, or do they use both? I'm guessing they probably use both because, you know, the city does a real good job with the 4th of July celebration, and they need as much room for the parking as possible. So anyway, those are just a couple of things that we have. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, the corner where the old house used to be that they tore down,
yeah,
that's all been set up with places to park. I don't know who owns it, but yeah, it's all ready to go also.
So they use both then, that property and Brett's property as well?
I believe so. I didn't go down to Brett's property, but I'm assuming that's all set up also. But I was just past that corner of Union and 46, and they've got it all, you know, with T-posts and places to park. So it's ready for them.
Okay. Have you ever been to the celebration?
Oh, it's right in my own backyard.
Oh.
I've never been to the celebration. But we go down in the pasture and have our barbecue and stuff, and we can see the fireworks. We're just over the back pasture is just over the hill from Barney Schwartz.
Okay.
So I've never been to the celebration.
Okay, now, so you're on that road then where they had the detour when they were putting in the T-bone.
That was me. Yep, I waved at the entire population of San Miguel, Paso Robles, probably parts of Atascadero for, two years?
Yeah, now, what do you think of the that roundabout there now?
I love it. When I go to town, I don't try to make the left turn off Ardmore anymore. I just zip around the roundabout.
Yeah, no, I like it, too. I am pleasantly surprised that it turned out that well. Now, my understanding, I thought I saw or heard something about there's going to be some more development out where you're at, isn't there?
Yes, there's supposed to be probably like condos, apartments. Yep, so I don't know what it'll do to, you know, the Ardmore Road in front of my house, but we'll just wait and see.
Now, is that on the property where that vet used to be?
Where the what? I'm sorry.
Where the veterinarian used to be, I think.
Oh, maybe so. Maybe so.
Yeah, because nobody's been in that place for a long, long time.
No, where the boarding kennel was.
Yeah, that was it. The boarding kennel. Yeah.
Boarding kennel. Yeah. Maybe that's where it is. I thought it was a different one, kind of hill over, but I could be wrong. It's progress.
So do you know how many units are supposed to go in?
You know, I don't offhand. I know, was it over 100? I don't quote me. I don't remember, but I thought, well, here comes another dense one. So, okay. I think I brought this up before. It's right in, it's in the flight plan of the airport.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't care. They don't care.
Well, there are what they call sphere of influences, and it comes out concentric from the airport. And way back when they annexed us into the city, that was one of the things they showed us. And if I recall, that really wasn't, it couldn't be that dense, but I guess they figured maybe the planes are better at flying out of there now.
Oh, I'm sure that's the reason, yeah. All right, well, we got to go, but thanks for the help.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye. All right, going to head this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stifel Investment Services.
Ernest Hall, the owner of Dubs Green Garden in Paso Robles, posted a video on social media of a confrontation at his business. In the video, Hall and the man, later identified as Luke Fisher of Fresno, are swearing and yelling at one another. Fisher backs away from the confrontation and calls Hall the N-word twice. The video, posted on Facebook, has over 150,000 views. The city of Atascadero reminds residents of a new ordinance adopted to address the use of illegal fireworks as the 4th of July approaches. Illegal fireworks continue to remain prohibited, but the new ordinance creates a social host accountability program placed on property owners, tenants, and hosts who permit illegal firework activities on a property under their possession or control. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Gangbuster May jobs report, double the expected 172,000 jobs added. President Trump heads to battleground Wisconsin after winning the battle of border protection. A Senate all-nighter to fund customs and border protection without Democrats'
help.
Vote,
the yeas are 52, the nays are 47. This bill...
As Iran reviews the latest U.S. peace proposal from the president.
We're going to win on paper, or we're going to win military.
California is still counting primary votes. Republican leads being whittled by Democrat mail-in ballots. As U.S. Attorney Bill Esaley spearheads another huge drug raid on L.A.'s MacArthur Park.
MacArthur Park has devolved into an open-air drug market, and so we want them to know that the feds are here with LAPD. The days of using drugs at the park are over. No more. No moss.
Targeting fentanyl, over a dozen arrests. America is listening to Fox News.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
The Central Coast Zoo's annual Ice Cream Zoofari is back. This Saturday, enjoy an unforgettable evening for all ages with all-you-can-eat ice cream, sundaes, and yummy toppings. Central Coast trains, music, and encounters with exotic animals from around the world. The Central Coast Zoo's Ice Cream Zoofari this Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. Tickets are available for pre-purchase online and include full zoo admission and unlimited sweet treats. For more info, go to Visit Atascadero.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Upper 80s today, clear and sunny. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s to low 50s. We'll get a little bit cooler on your Saturday, and then highs should be in the low 80s. Same on Sunday, upper 70s Monday, Tuesday. Upper 80s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10. Up and down we go. 5:48 a.m., 8:16 p.m., we are at 62. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks community. The El Paso de Robles Area Pioneer Museum is having a family fun day coming up June 14th. That's next Sunday. From 11 until 4, celebrating 55 years of collecting Paso Robles and community history. Things to do, ring toss, campfire karaoke, count the Uncle Sam's, the cornhole, puzzles, checkers, and so forth. Barbecue lunch available for $5 each, includes either hamburger or a dog, chips, small water, and a cookie, free to attend. That's coming up next Sunday. That's cool. And speaking of 4th of July, volunteers for the city's 250th anniversary of the 4th of July. Volunteers are needed for this event, and about 25 are needed to support the city's staff, and you'll get some freebies as well as a token of appreciation. So contact the city if you'd like to help out for the 4th of July celebration coming up here in Paso Robles. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Time for birthdays and anniversaries.
Happy.
birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelers. We got to go through the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Doug Thompson, Lori Menicky, Sam Barton, Connie Latham, Jerry Sanfilippo, Ray Derby. We also have Levon Kenyon, Sherry Pearson, Milton and Pat Black, Saturdays, Victoria Pierce, Jim Buckman, Jerry Thardelson, Ed Young, Gary Curry, Gavin Bradley Grimes, Sandy Haynes, Sharon Brazil, Spencer Goodwin, Liz Phillips, Matt Sturgis, Sean Irwin, Thomas Young, Trevor Gomes, Bill Brannett, Deb English, Bruce and Christy Barnhard, and we have Daryl and Leora Eady celebrating. Sunday's local celebrities, Andrew Buckman, Mary Baum, Dr. Ramon Swanson, Roxana Sale, Dan Nicola. We also have Derek DeLong, Cheryl Burbach's having a birthday, Steve Brooks, Ryan Graves, and Lisa Plemons. So happy birthday and happy anniversary on my right-hand side. Here are some people you may have heard of or not. Leading off, we have William Boyd, Hop Along Cassidy, 1895-1972, and Art Donovan, Pro Football Hall of Famer, 1925-2013. From Days of Our Lives, and also sang the Ballad of Davy Crockett, the original, Bill Hayes, 1925-2024. Robert Lansing from 12 O'Clock High, 1929-1994. Still looking. Robert Kraft, he owns the Patriots, 1941. Duke Sims, catcher for a few teams, including the Bums, 1941. Oh, man. Don Reed, the head guy with the Statler Brothers, 1945. From Sly and the Family Stone, Freddie Stone, 1946. Don Herman, receiver with the Giants, 1947. Onward we go. Kenny G, 1956. Matt Buller, not a bad hoopster. Was born in 1967. Ray Langford, not a bad baseball player. He was born in 1967. And also on the list we have, on this list today is, Kevin Falk, running back, LSU and the Patriots, 1976. Torrey Holt, good receiver, 1976. Pete Wentz, the musician, 1979, and that is it. Okay. Passing away on this day, Ray Bradbury. He died in 2012. Ronald Reagan, 2004. Happy birthday to you. Mildred Hill, 1916. Mel Torme, 1999. Jessica Nolan from the Virginian. She died in 1998. Harold Lloyd Jenkins, one of the great country singers of all time. Conway, he died in 1993. Who else died on this day? Let's see here. O. Henry, the short story author. He died in 1910. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. I loved this guy when he was at LSU. Kevin Falk. How good was he when he was at LSU? Well, I'll tell you how good he was. One, he was a versatile player. But when he left LSU, he was the second leading rusher in SEC history behind Herschel Walker. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So he's drafted in the second round by the New England Patriots, and he went on to have an outstanding career. He's on the all-time Patriots team. Again, he can catch and he can run. He's got 3 Super Bowl rings. Again, he was just a very, very consistent player for many years. I think he played for about 11 or 12 years. He was 5'8", 200 pounds, and he showed up for work every single day. Kevin Falk goes to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Paso Fire and Emergency Services will be conducting several small training burn exercises on Tuesday, June 9th. The burns will be held near the Paso Robles airport, during which no activities at the airport will be obstructed. The 5th annual Safety Fest will be this Saturday, June 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Paso Robles Downtown City Park. Come learn about safety tips for disaster training exercises, demonstrations, and hands-on learning activities by first responders. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 62 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
As I mentioned, he finished when he left LSU. He was second behind Herschel Walker all-time in rushing. But he also finished his career as the all-purpose yards leader in SEC history and tied for 5th in NCAA history. Kevin Falk, this hour of the Morning Exchange,
was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.